Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1027, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we went through last shir, the Seder, Sefer Pesukei Tshuva, and our Siman, of course, Reish Yud Aleph brings down the whole Seder. I just want to review it real quickly because it was so extremely important. Again, case in time that everything is in front of me, number one. Or some of the things are in front of me. You don't need everything in front of you, but what bracha comes first? And I'm going to be eating it pretty much all in the same sitting and so on. And there's no sibah, there's no, reason for me to, delay one for the other. Like, in other words, if one is dessert or whatever, but I'm going to be eating a little of this, a little of that. What should I make the bracha on first? What is the seidah habrachais? So real quickly, just to review it. So again, you have hamoitzi is number one. Then you have Borei Mina Mizonos is number two. And in Borei Mina Mizonos, first comes cake and cookies types of things which were baked, right? Items which were baked in an oven that are, you know, like cake and cookies, some examples. Next you have Borei Mina Mizonos that on a tavshel, right? In other words, the Borei Mina Mizonos would be made first on something which was baked, like cake and cookies, these type of things. Number two, after that comes Borei Mina Mizonos, which was like a tavshel, something which was like cooked, something which was cooked, noodles, right? We said macaroni, spaghetti, these type of things. That's after the cake and cookies, right? Again, from the Mina Dagan. So you have Hamoitzi, number one. Number two, in Mizonos, cake and cookies. One, and then two, imizonos, the tavshel, right, the regular plate of food that is cooked, like noodles and these type of things. Then next in line will be borei pri ho'agafen, right, that's next. After that, what comes after that? In other words, this is the kadima bebrachas, the order of brachas. After that comes the peiros from the shivas aminim, right, which we're going to see in a minute, what they are, the fruits from the shivas aminim in the pasuk, and the pasuk has two times eris. We'll explain, we'll get to that, we're going to go through the order. That comes next. After that comes before rice. After that comes rice, mizonos on rice. Okay, so shivas aminim, fruits from shivas aminim come before the rice. After that, Borei Pri Ha'Eitz on fruits which are not from the shivas aminim, like an apple and orange. Then comes Borei Pri Ha'Adama, and then comes Shahakol, and then will come Birchas HaReach, by the way, right? If somebody wants to smell something. Now, let's just talk a minute about the fruits, the shivas aminim themselves, right? In the fruits of shivas aminim, I have on the table, and we'll see an example we'll try and get to. Upcoming shiur, I want to talk about on Rosh Hashanah by night. What do? Right? We have pomegranates. We have these things, right? Pomegranates. You have an apple, right? How do we work that? And we have these you have the tamar, you have the date, you have. So we'll talk about that. But somebody asked, one of our wonderful B'nai Chabura asked a very interesting question. What do we do Rosh Hashanah by night? I think some people make, in the Machzor, I think it's stated over there first, it shows the apple, you know, to make the eitz on the apple. So how do we work that? But Lamaisa, apple doesn't come first, the Shivas Aminim come first, right? So we'll talk about that. So he says, so a minute talking about the fruits from the Shivas Aminim. So let me just explain again. You have two times Eretz in the Pasuk, right? And the Pasuk, so then you have the fruits which are after the word Eretz. Just real quickly to read the Pasuk again. Eretz, you have the word, it says Eretz Chita Usa'ira, which that a separate thing we'll talk about, the wheat and the barley. We'll see how that works. Okay, we're going to see that the Mechaba tells us that it has to be when it's made into a tavshel. Like we said, it's made into a food. It's not just a flour. Like it's not like I'll eat some flour from chita, you know, from the regular wheat. I'll eat flour, so that comes before grape. No, it doesn't. So we'll see how that works. Because on regular flour, you make a shahakal anyways. So it has to be made into a tavshel. It has to be made into bread or so on. Okay, we'll put that on the side for now. So first, you have the word eretz number one chita sa'ira. Fine. Then you have a Geffen, right? And this is not the order. This is the pasuk I'm just reading. Geffen, you have the grape, you have the ta'ena, the fig, then you have the rima and pomegranate. Fine. That's the first eretz. Then the pasuk says again the word eretz, land, meaning eretz land. And again, you have a order of only two fruits, but you have zayis, which is the olive. So the olive, since it's right after the second eretz, it comes before the grape. That's important to keep in mind. It's first right after the second Eretz, And the grape, for example, is third, number three, after the first Eretz, so olive would come first. Then you have Shemen and Devash, right? So that's, we'll see what that is. That's with the Tamar, that has to do with dates. Okay, fine. So which is number two? But that's an interesting point. If you have an olive and you have a grape, so then the olive would come first because it's first after Eretz, and the grape is number three after Eretz. Okay, so be it as it may, it's a little bit complicated, but let's just sum it all up. What do we have? Just reading from the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, is actually, we read it from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah comes first, obviously. So he says like this, now with Simon Reish, now with Simon Wright, Reish Yud Aleph, he says the order of the fruits would be like this: Zaysim, right? First comes olives, then comes tamarim. Again, with the wheat and the barley, we don't come into play here because that's a totally separate thing, which we have to talk about. That has to do, again, with making bread and making foods. But as the fruits themselves, number one in the Shivas Aminim, number one is olives, Zaysim, then comes tamarim, is the dates, Vanavim would come next with the grapes, and then the Te'ena, then comes the fig, and then would come the Verimine, would come the pomegranate. Okay, so again, the Te'ena is the fig. And of course, we want to keep in mind the, obviously, the dates and the figs have to be checked, cut open, and so on. So let's just end off. Again, in the Shivas Aminim, you have Zayas, you have the, number one, olive. Number two is Tamar, is the date. Number three is the Anovim, is the grapes. Number four is the Te'ena. Then would come the fig. Right, and number five would be the Rimon, which is last in the Pasuk, officially with in conjunction with the two times Eretz, which would be the pomegranate. So we have to see, how this taka works on Rosh Hashanah by night. Very interesting, which we have these fruit, many of these fruits, right? But if somebody's sitting down to eat some fruits and they have these fruits in front of them, that is the order to go by, in conjunction with the, Shivas Aminim themselves. And we went through the whole order from, the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, from all the brachas in general. And of course, we still have more to go just to explain them in great detail. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, Kol Tov.